Three Republican-appointed appeals judges issued an unsigned order reinstating the Wisconsin voter ID law after the trio held a hearing on the matter last Friday. Opponents of the law have been considering an appeal of that ruling, and now the ACLU and the Washington, D.C.-based Advancement Project say they'll ask the full appeals court to hear the case. ACLU of Wisconsin Executive Director Chris Amity says the three-judge panel took a narrow focus.
They really were not focused on evaluating the decision of Judge Adelman at the district court. They were more interested in, hey, we're on the eve of an election. How can we get this in place?
Amity says when Milwaukee-based federal judge Lynn Adelman held a trial on the voter ID law last winter, the process took several days and included many witnesses. Amity says, meanwhile, advocacy groups that oppose voter ID should continue to try to tell people they may need a photo ID at the polls in November. Anita Johnson of Citizen Action of Wisconsin says she's ready to reconnect with African American churches in Milwaukee.
Because my community doesn't often read the newspaper or listen to the news, they don't keep up with current events. Someone has to update them.
Johnson spread the word at many black churches prior to the February 2012 election, the only one so far for which the 2011 voter ID law has been in effect. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.